The diamond I realized
that I'm Empathy Museum presents A Mile in My Shoes. These shoes are a pair of clogs. The top is made out of black leather, and the bottom a chunky sole made out of wood. They look very well made and also very waterproof. You can imagine them making quite a sound as they walk along the road. These shoes belong to Kim. This is her story.
My name is Kim Warner. I am an obstetrician and gynecologist, which is a physician that takes care of girls and women. I live in Denver, Colorado. I was put on this earth to take care of girls and women of all ages, from young girls age 5 to older women up to age 99 is my oldest patient. I am so lucky to do what I get to do every single day. I come home almost always filled with joy and feeling so grateful to be able to give the care that I give. I am constantly overwhelmed by how strong and amazing women are, what they go through, how they overcome, and how they support each other is one of my greatest gifts that has been given to me. I have a story that fills me with great fear and great amount of angst. Normally, my day is filled with saving lives. Normally, my day is filled with giving life and bringing life into the world and solving problems. But this day, I almost lost a patient. She was just like me. She is a physician, a pediatrician. She's one of the strongest women I know. She's also an athlete like me. I had a great bond with her. I came on to my shift and she was almost all the way through her labor. She had been pushing just for a little bit of time. So I went in to meet her and her husband. And I pushed with her for a bit. And a little bit of time became about 3 hours. We realized that her baby, being so big, was really not going to come out through the vagina, which she really, really wanted. She was strong enough to do it, but her baby was just too big. So we decided to do a cesarean delivery. We together walked back and got her all set for her cesarean delivery. Everything was beautiful. The surgery went well. The baby came out amazing. He cried before I even had him completely delivered. We were so joyous. And I thought to myself, this went really well. I'm so happy for her. We went to the recovery room and I gave her baby some snuggles and I told her I would see her in the morning. About an hour later, I got called into her room to check on her because she was very pale. Her lips looked purple, her skin like milk. I knew this was not right. I felt her uterus, which usually now should be at the belly button, was way up in her chest, right by her ribs. I knew it was filled with blood. I told her I would take great care of her. Her mom grabbed my hands and said, "Please don't lose my daughter." I've never even been close to losing a patient before. I am humble but confident. So I walked back, and we lost about half of her blood volume right away. This was a lot, but young women can tolerate that amount of blood loss. So we proceeded to make sure that that uterus, which was now full of blood, was now empty, and we gave her a bunch of medications that would help that uterus stay clamped down. And it wouldn't. It just kept filling with blood. And we kept giving her medications, and it kept bleeding. And we gave her blood to make sure that she could get oxygen to all of her organs, and she kept bleeding. And we gave her more medications, and we gave her more blood, and we gave her more blood products, and she kept bleeding. And I went through all of my tricks, all of my knowledge. I had my partners in with me. I had an incredible amount of support. We decided to have our doctors who are interventional radiologists help and block the arteries to the uterus to stop the bleeding. That finally worked after 3 hours of bleeding and bleeding and giving her blood and giving her medications. Now she looked like a puffed up Michelin man. She was so full of fluid that we'd given her to try to save her life. She didn't even look like herself. She had a breathing tube down her throat to help her breathe, but she had stopped bleeding. And about 6 hours after she'd gotten transferred to the intensive care unit, the obstetric nurse put the baby on her chest. The patient pulled out her breathing tube in a gentle way and grabbed onto her baby. No one had ever seen anything like this, particularly her husband, who was an anesthesiologist. He said he'd never seen someone sedated with a breathing tube in, gently take out their tube, and hold a baby. I knew she would survive. I knew she would be okay. And I knew she would be an incredible mom to this sweet baby. I had never been in a situation like that. I have not been in one since. And I hope I never will be again.
Kim's story was produced by Ryan Fu. Her shoes are a part of a growing collection of footwear hosted by Empathy Museum's A Mile in My Shoes exhibition. The moment we hit our stride. The shoes and stories come from all over the world. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to find out where we are going next.